I lurched, Frankenstein, but less graceful, to the sink, turned on the tap, and drank deeply, straight from the faucet. My mouth wasn't just dry. Dry would have felt like a spring shower compared to the arid wasteland behind my gums. I drank till my stomach sloshed. Then I ran my tongue over my teeth. Moss. Where the hell was the toothpaste? Not on the counter. Not in any obvious place. I rubbed a wet finger against my teeth. Better than nothing. Slightly. Then I held a hand in front of my mouth, exhaled, and sniffed. Ugh. If I wanted to get rid of Jake forever, all I had to do was breathe on him. How was it even possible for breath to smell that bad? I needed toothpaste and something, anything, for my headache. Where? The whole damned bathroom was white marble and mirrors. I would not look in those mirrors, would not. No drawers, no medicine cabinets, no razor or hairbrush or deodorant, no Ambien or Xanax or even Excedrin. Just white marble and a single bar of soap. I splashed water around my eyes, reached for the soap, and sniffed. Joe Malone, Jake's favorite. The man hadn't brought a toothbrush, but he remembered his precious soap. The scents of lime, basil, and mandarin did nothing for the roiling in my stomach. But I washed my hands and face. After, I rinsed. The scents, his scents, lingered. The towel I used was uber fluffy. Hotel fluffy. A hotel? Please, no. I squeezed my eyes closed and broke out in a tequila-scented sweat. A walk of shame through a hotel lobby was more than I could bear. And if anyone took a picture? I rested my palms on the edge of the counter, opened my eyes, and faced the woman in the mirror. A celery-hued paleness in my cheeks spoke of a wild night. That and the bags beneath my bloodshot eyes. I could pack for Europe in those bags. And my hair? I poked at it, gingerly, as if my finger might get stuck. I had crossed a screwball comedy line. Kate Hudson would never look this awful.